are the principles behind building profitable customer relationships? I've had a number of clients just lean back and ask that question. If you were to sum it all up, what are the best organizations doing to build these relationships? All right, you have a pen and paper handy because I have 12 points here, and each is both compelling on its own, but as an overall customer relationship strategy, they're best viewed and implemented together. The integrated whole is going to be greater than the sum of the parts. Number one, continuously learn about your customers. From this principle, everything else follows. When you know your customers, really know what they need, what they're about, understand them better, you can make sound business decisions about how to develop relationships with them, how to build services for them. Number two, interact personally with your customers. Relationships result from interaction. Knowing your customers is just the first step. Use that knowledge to develop your relationships with your customers whenever you interact with them. Number three, handle different customers differently. The power of this principle lies in its potential for optimizing the value of each customer relationship through differential treatment. So segment customers sensibly. Effective customer relationship management strategy ultimately seeks to optimize value for them and ultimately for you. Number four, retain the right customers. Customer knowledge and the capability for differentiated customer treatment significantly improves many organizations' capabilities to retain customers. Number five, anticipate customer needs and offer to fulfill them. Knowledge of your customers presents new opportunities for making the right offer or delivering the right service to the right person at the right time. Number six, increase value for your customers and of your customers. It's precisely because building customer relationships increases value for both customers and the organization that it's such a compelling strategy. When executed properly, the focus on building relationships and brand loyalty is really a win-win for both customers and the organization. Number seven, present a single face to your customers to make their experiences with your organization seamless. In other words, seek to simplify the experience for your customers. Take a holistic view of them and consolidate information from across the organization, regardless of geography or department or function or contact channel or all the things going on behind the scenes to them, create a seamless experience. Number eight, focus on revenue and retention more than on reducing cost. Now stick with me on this one. A renewed focus on building relationships can require so many organization-wide process changes that operational cost savings may very well be realized. That often happens, but keep your eye on value. Really serving your customers and overall value and revenue and retention first and foremost. Number nine, enable information sharing and interaction across the organization. It's both a requirement and a benefit of customer relationship management that organizations improve their internal communication processes. The only way to develop a comprehensive view of each customer's relationship with the organization is really with full participation of every part of your organization. Number 10, create business rules to drive customer relationship management decisions and automation. Business rules codify, they automate processes and specify what should happen in specific situations, really enabling both differentiated customer treatment and the kind of automation that's going to make things go more smoothly and quickly when and where they can in the process. Number 11, empower your agents with information and training. Just as the cockpit of an airplane displays all the information a pilot needs to fly in any condition, the contact management screen you have should ideally pull together and cleanly and clearly put together all the information that your organization has about your customer. Empowerment's a complementary principle because no set of business rules can or should fully anticipate every conceivable situation. We are human beings on both ends, after all. And finally, number 12, remember that the effective management of customer relationships is a way of doing business. This is not a one-off project. It's not a technology project. It's not a specific part of the organization that does this. This is an organization-wide, ongoing, really way of doing business. As these 12 key principles demonstrate, cultivating customer relationships is much more than any one aspect or any one project or any one technology. It's the way we do things. You can trust these principles. They have staying power. And even in, I should say, especially in today's fast-changing environment, they'll work for you. They're a differentiator like they've never been.